Hello, and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utteries. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the letter to the Hebrews. We're in chapter 2 with verses 14 through 18. Now, since the children share in blood and flesh, he likewise shared in them, that through death he might destroy the one who has power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who, through fear of death, had been subject to slavery all their life. Surely he did not help angels, but rather the descendants of Abraham. Therefore, he had to become like his brothers in every way, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest before God to expiate the sins of the people. Because he himself was tested through what he suffered, he is able to help those who are being tested. What did Jesus think of his fallen angel, the devil? We learn in the Catechist, paragraph 394, that Scripture witnesses to the disastrous influence of the one Jesus calls a murderer from the beginning, who would even try to divert Jesus from the mission received from his Father. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil. In its consequences, the gravest of these works was the mendacious seduction that led man to disobey God. Jesus became the merciful high priest, destroying the power of death, eliminating our fear that to live in Christ we reject slavery that the devil imposes on those who disobey God. Jesus shares in our blood and flesh to destroy every aspect of death by the resurrection that was witnessed and recorded after his crucifixion. When we surrender to the Lord in all things, placing him first in every decision, we take upon ourselves Christ's true spirit, dwelling within us to accomplish sharing the salvation he won for us by his death on the cross, where every human being has the opportunity to confess Christ as their Lord and Savior, granting eternal life by living in him, destroying the devil's works. Amen. Please join us in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. We continue to pray for our children aloud, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan. We pray for Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey. We pray for our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those that we've said that we pray for and those that we've asked us to pray for them. And we pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others getting ready to join the church on Easter Eve, as we go through baptism, confirmation, and First Communion all in one evening, joining the church. What a joy. We pray for Holy Mother Church as we pray for those who are dying each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. We pray all of this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Hebrews 2. We're in verses 14 through 18 today. It is a two-stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Death Fear Spared Devil Destroyed there. Flesh and blood share, children prepared, destroying death fair, death's power beware. Death fear spared, devil destroyed there, slavery removed with care, Abraham's descendants, not angels, stare. Way every brother he became, faithful and merciful without stain, God's priest high expiating sin's shame. suffering tested himself, those helped ordained. Amen. I'm Tom Show Cruz Wiggins. It's April 3rd, 2022. I'm recording this morning at 6:31 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soul man in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, it's Sunday today. I hope everybody's getting a chance to get out and see the Lord's anointed. Go see your preachers, your teachers, those who are sharing the Word of God with you in all things. We say good hello to our good friends John and Marie. Have an awesome day as we close at 6:09 in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you.